This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2025. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded March 12th, Antarctica, Australia, Bolivia, Canada, Colombia, Cuba, Ethiopia, Guinea, Ireland, Italy, Korea South, Mexico, Monaco, North America, Oman, Peru, Romania, Scotland, Taiwan, Turkey, USA, Vanuatu, DRM, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, the special from LRA 36 Antarctica I mentioned last week on very short notice did occur on Friday, March 6th, from 19 to 21 UT, although they were actually on the air quite a bit earlier, first reported by Manuel Menes in Spain at 18:20, and then heard by yours truly via remote receiver, frequency 15475.97 USB. It's expected to become more active once the summer season is over, so you might keep that frequency in mind to check either direct or via some remote receiver. The show was a discussion of the accomplishments of the summer campaign, which has just been concluding. It started on the 6th of November. They had some contacts with other bases, such as Marambio, and played some nice music, including a song about Antarctica, which Roger later found on YouTube. Its title is Corazón Antártico. Furthermore, it was unexpectedly on the air again on Monday, March 9th. Manuel Mendes found it at 2018 UT with a program in honor of International Women's Day. Tim Gaynor of World of Radio affiliate Unique Radio in New South Wales has more about that other new shortwave station on 2325 kHz in Weewar, as he says it's pronounced, although it's spelled W-E-E-W-A-A. It's somewhat north of his station, Unique Radio, co-sited with the 1611 kHz antenna of XRN, running 100 watts. More about that at www.xrn.com.au. Operator Peter Tate had posted on the ARDXC FB group that he was going to be on the air February 24th, and Tim says it was well heard via remote receivers in the area. And Peter hopes to experiment with DRM in the future, hopefully to a more set schedule and higher power output ERP. Claudio Galas in Chile notified us that Bolivia's Radio Yura was active on 5935, March 7th, UT after midnight until midnight 50, he heard it, with music and sporadic IDs. Fairly good signal. Unfortunately, up here, WWCR is a bit of an obstacle on 5935. Bruce Churchill wishes that Radio Yura would go back to its old frequency of 4716. I've reported before hearing Canadian Coast Guard stations on 2749 USB on the air before or after the scheduled times, and this happened again March 6th, but not only one. There were two of them interfering with each other with marine weather in French, March 6th at 0727, and it happened another time, March 12th at 0619. The bilingual stations on that frequency are VCO in Sydney, Nova Scotia, VCN in Escomin, Quebec, VAR9 in Yarmouth or Halifax, Nova Scotia. The Canadian Coast Guard needs to get its acts together, or rather, separate them. On the occasion of the 75th anniversary of Radio Canada International, Sheldon Harvey, president of the Canadian International DX Club, wrote in CIDX Messenger for March, RCI was a major player on the international broadcasting scene. Many of us put in long, hard hours trying to convince the caretakers of the service and the Canadian government of the importance of this voice of Canada to the rest of the world. What's currently left is just a shell of its former self. It's very sad. Although RCI has a presence on the web, it's not the same and it doesn't have the impact, nor does it create the exposure for Canada around the world that it did in its glory days. That could change very easily. The powers that be at RCI today could very easily and for minimal cost continue to reach the world via shortwave, by simply acquiring time on the transmitting facilities of WRMI in Florida. This relay station is currently leasing time to several international broadcasting organizations whose governments chose to eliminate shortwave broadcasting from their own countries. These stations have a radio voice to the world once again through the broadcast facilities in Florida. How about it, RCI management? It is possible to give RCI a radio voice around the world once again. Please consider it, says Sheldon Harvey. Early UT March 6th, Bob Buchner in Florida, reporting to NASA, heard something unidentified in Spanish on 5910. I tried the next night, but could hear nothing. After 01 UT, there's only Romania in Romanian on 5910. But that might have been a one-night test of a new or refurbished transmitter for Alcaravan Radio in Colombia. There were rumors that this might be happening. 6010 is the frequency of its sibling station, La Voz de tu Conciencia, in Colombia. Mike Newland in Kentucky was hearing something unidentified there at 0251 UT, March 10th. So we began monitoring both direct and via the two remote receivers in Colombia. There was preaching in Spanish, with some music as well. And at 0400 I heard a definite ID as Alcaravan Radio. So these two stations used to swap programming in the past, and that's apparently still happening. Alcaravan Radio showing up on 6010. And it continued late into the night. Manuel Menez in Spain heard it still going as late as 0720. However, we were certainly checking the following nights, and there was no sign of this transmission. Maybe it was a trial run, certainly successful. Watch out for a weak Brazilian, which may also be active on 6010, which of course would be in Portuguese instead of Spanish, Radio Inconfidencia. Also, there is another strange thing happening on 6010. Before 01UT, a Cuban mixing product, 5990, the relay in Spanish of China, leaping over Havana itself on 6000, another 10 kilohertz higher. I, in fact, was hearing this and was able to match the audio on 5990 and 6010. That was March 12th from midnight 20 past midnight 35 UT. Of course, this can only happen when both Cuban transmitters are on the air, 5990 and 6000. Something's always wrong at Radio Cuba, including what became of the English broadcast, which used to be at 22 UT on 11880. That frequency was completely off the air for several days, and when it did come back on, it was in Spanish after 2200. In previous seasons, the English broadcast has been moved 1 hour later instead of earlier, as you would expect during DST, at 23 UT. But so far, that has not shown up on 11880, 9720, or any other previously used frequency that we know of. As mentioned last week, IRRS has a new broadcast in the Ethiopian language of Oromo at 15 to 16 UT daily on 11990. It wasn't clear which station this was or which program, but was soon identified as Oromia Media Network. Clear if this started up because of the coronavirus concerns in Ethiopia, where there had been very little impact so far. But it did happen about the same time that IRRS expanded its own service to various parts of the world with information about coronavirus. Oromia Media Network is located in St. Paul, Minnesota, and according to its website, was founded 6 years ago. Check oromiamedia.com. Dr. Hans-Jörg Wiener points out that the Oromia Media Network is not a newcomer to shortwave. It was on the air from 2016 to 2018 as a client of IRRS via Bulgaria. Ivo Ivanov says the schedule then, not now, as in the B-17 season, was 16 to 17 UT on 11575 and 11600. On 9650, March 7th at 0347 past 0412 with no announcements, I was hearing High Life Music. Surely that was Guinea, the only known station on that frequency, but normally off the air for 6 hours overnight, and before North Korea would come on at 0700. Ron Howard replies, there have been several cases of Radio Guinea being on the air beyond their normal schedule, something to do with ongoing local events. He found a security alert from the U.S. Embassy in Conakry, Guinea, about avoiding areas of violent protests, but no info about the topic of those protests. Via Mike Terry in communication of the British DX Club, this from Radio Today, February 25th, Ireland. Illegal digital broadcaster Free DAB is off the air after broadcasting authorities and members of the Garda executed a search warrant to stop the service. The raid took place on Thursday, 20 February at 11:30 a.m., when all the equipment running the service was removed by ComRec. The mast and antennas have also been confiscated. All Free DAB multiplexes in Cork, Dublin, Waterford, and Dundalk, and Sligo remain off till further notice, and Radio Today understands solicitors are now investigating the actions of the raid. A spokesman for Free DAB told Radio Today, "We still have not got all the information required. There has to be a reason for this raid. Simply being illegal is not enough to warrant the resources required to execute the event. Unfortunately, ComReg deemed us a clear threat and took a very heavy action that would have not accrued if it was an FM pirate. Free DAB hopes to multiplex in the coming weeks." As of March 9th, IRRS made a slight frequency change for its 18UT broadcast of War Room Pandemic about the virus. Had been on 7290, but 7295 during that hour to avoid interference from China on 7285. Unfortunately, China comes on 7295 at 19UT, just as World Radio starts on Mondays, so they switch back to 7290. But there's another problem with using 7295 between 18 and 19UT. Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran's German broadcast lasts until 1822, as I heard via a remote receiver also noted by Richard Langley and Ivo Ivanov. Ron Howard in California provides the latest frequency jumps for the South Korean clandestines, which they do every Monday as of March 9th. Voice of the People on 3480, 3910, 3930, 4450, 6520, and 6600 when checked at 0810. And the other one, Echo of Hope, VOH, at 0806 was on 3985, 4890, 5995, 6255, 6350, 9105. And the third station, Voice of Freedom at 0813, was on 6045 with fair reception and no jamming, which was still on 6135 from North Korea, where there is no one to be jammed. Last week I noted that Mexico's XEPPM was back on frequency almost, 6185.0, but shortly after I had recorded that, too late to mention, they were off again, 6185.710, March 6th at midnight 48. And they've been around 6185.7 ever since, mostly with hardly any modulation. Clearly a station very much in need of repair. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 2025. Also bringing you the non-commercial website worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Charles Hinkle, WHCFO in Columbus, Ohio, who sent a check to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. He says, "Thanks for your many years of service. I've listened to World of Radio and read DX Listening Digest for over 30 years. Monaco Non in the Arctic and British DX Clubs, Christian Gibodo from Monaco, reports that, according to the economic magazine Challenges, RMC Radio Monte Carlo is considering cutting its transmitter at Rumule, which is over the border in France, and leaving longwave 216 kHz definitively to save money, €600,000 per year. The date of the closure could be at the end of March. By North American pirate logs, while WTWW was missing from 5085, March 7th at 0118 until 0137, I was hearing a station on 5080 USB with soul and jazz music, but no announcements. Others on HF Underground identified that one as Mixed Radio International. On 6923 LSB, March 8th at midnight 25, some rock music and a variety of other songs, including From the Capital of Argyle, the DJ said. This was identified at HFU as Ziggy's Attic. Antichrist Pirate Station YHWH was on 7480 instead of his usual 7470, but thus avoiding interference from Germany, March 7th at 0352. Ron Howard was also hearing him with difficulty past 0405. And the other frequency of YHWH 11560. Thanks to a tip from Rick Barton in Arizona, heard here March 8th at 1941. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany says, surprise, surprise, not heard recently on 11760 exactly, Radio Sultanate of Oman, from their Tumrite site, March 10th at 0813 with a loud Holy Quran prayer in Arabic, using a remote receiver at Qatar. Dr. Hans-Jörg Biener in Germany reports on Peru Radio Tarma 4775. It was reported throughout 2019 and already in the first months of 2020 as heard in Europe around midnight UT. They also have a live stream at radiotarma.com and gives a schedule for this year, as of January at least, converted to UT as 0950 to 0200, except Sundays from 1050 until 2300. According to the WRTH, there is a daytime break in shortwave transmission between 14 and 20 hours UT. The station has been audible here most mornings from 10:30 to 10:50, says Stephen C. Wood on Cape Cod, over the last few weeks. Usually fair with music and talk, not armchair level, but decent. Manuel Mendez in Spain points out the frequency is actually more like 4774.9, heard before and after midnight UT on March 5th. Also watch out for the Congonhas of Brazilian on almost the same frequency. King Bushel explains how to separate the two Latin Americans on 5025. He in fact sees two peaks of a signal at 1124 UT March 1st. On exactly 5025 is Radio Rebelde in Cuba. But OAX7Q Radio Quijabamba in Peru is 20 Hz high, 5025.020. As mentioned last week, some frequencies, or at least one, from Radio Romania International have been missing with transmitter outage, but at least I heard all four March 11th at 01 UT, opening English on 6130 and 7325, and Romanian on 5910 and 7340. We've been trying to follow the Classical Music Hour encore on its new schedule, but there was a problem with the broadcast via WRMI, UT Sunday, March 8th at 01 to 02, supposed to be on 5850 and also 5010, but something else had to fill. That should be okay from now on. And the other WRMI broadcast at 0300 UT Monday last week on 9455, after DST went into effect, shifted 1 hour earlier. It was actually airing at 02 until 03 UT Monday. Furthermore, the WBCQ broadcast had not yet stopped, and it also moved 1 UT hour earlier, UT Monday, from 00 to 01 on 7490 variable. Ennio Marabello in Italy, PlayDX. News from Radio Taiwan International about another series of test broadcasts in Spanish, a language they had suspended some years ago. These were to run from UT March 11th through 14th, four nights on the following schedule, 1 to 1:30 UT on 7430. And 3 to 3:30 on 5900. However, so far we've not been able to hear them at all and wonder if they're really on the air, and if so, what's the transmitter site? 5900, anyway, smacks of Bulgaria, which has registered that frequency as available 24 hours and has used it previously for Bible Voice and for Brother Scare. Things always erroneous at Emirlar, especially the Voice of Turkey English to North America, at 23 UT on 5960, often completely missing. It was on the air March 5th when they were closing at 2352, claiming it had been the 1330 UT broadcast on 12035. And then they left the interval signal on and started identifying in German twice a minute. So another hour of German might have followed erroneously, but that cut off the air at midnight 3. Dates when the 23 English broadcast was completely missing were March 6th and 10th. By the way, if Havana fails to get its 6,000 kHz transmitter going by 01 UT, you may hear some Middle East music, and that is also Voice of Turkey. Daylight shifting in North America since March 8th has indeed moved some of our World of Radio times on WRMI. The 9395 broadcast, which had been at 0230 UT Monday, it's now an hour earlier at 0130 UT Monday. Both times, however, we're also on the other frequency, 7780. And our two broadcasts on 9955 are 1 UT hour earlier, Friday at 22 and UT Monday at 0330. Furthermore, on Wednesday, I noticed that our 21 UT broadcast on 7780 has now been replaced by something else. However, coincidentally, we are on WBCQ at that same time, Wednesday at 21 on 7490.2 variable. On World Radio Network, I have confirmed that our time remains 0230 UT Monday, even though it's a North American service and most of us have gone on DST. I guess it'll stay there until Europe goes on summertime as well. That should also apply to the Saturday 17 UT broadcast, not yet changed to 1600 on WRN via satellite and webcast. March 11th at 1920, I was surprised to find WEWN on 9385 in English. It's supposed to be on their day frequency starting at 19:15:610, but nothing there. 9385 is supposed to be the night channel only between midnight and 09 UT. Anyhow, certainly much better here than 15610, normally just barely audible except with HF sporadic E enhancement at only 1 megameter distance. But was this a mistake, an experiment, or a permanent change? Well, I checked the next day, and they were back on 15610. In listener's notebook of the Nassau Journal, Rich Cuff in Pennsylvania says, I see all this happy talk about WMLK installing a 300-kilowatt transmitter, antenna repairs, etc., but it appears to be a slow go for them. I drive past their transmitter site directly adjacent to I-78 about once every 10 days. The antenna in place looks intact. It is now a vertical curtain antenna strung between two poles. No obvious rips or missing wires visible. However, I do not see any significant activity at the transmitter building adjacent to the towers. I've seen no equipment crates or anything else to suggest equipment coming or going. Another slightly worrisome item is that the warning lights on top of the two antenna towers do not appear to be currently active. I don't know if the tower height is high enough to warrant having the red lights or strobes, but when I travel past in the evenings, they are not illuminated. And WMLK's website is not currently active, says Rich Cuff. Then continues to quote this from their own publication, Sacred Name Broadcaster. WMLK, the Assemblies of Yahweh International Shortwave Station, is currently being updated and improved, the original transmitter broadcast for a sesquidecade. A new antenna has been constructed using the existing towers. Then, in 2000, a used BBC, Brown Boveri, 250-kilowatt transmitter, was purchased and renovated. On March 22, 2017, the BBC transmitter was damaged by a devastating transformer fire. A new state-of-the-art transmitter is being built that will incorporate the latest technology that will deliver a clear, crisp sound with the greatest efficiency available. Electricity costs have greatly increased. The higher efficiency will allow us to broadcast more for less money. The new transmitter will broadcast 300,000 watts of power. March 6th at 0707 UT, I had a telltale hit against KXEL 1540 and others on approximately 1539.96 kHz. The prime suspect, KGBC, Galveston, Texas, which sometimes, but not always, is askew. Careful LSB tuning managed to pull it apart as the signal increased at 0715, a full ID. For KGBC, also on FM 101.7, they said, Baytown and Houston, we've got you covered, not mentioning Enid. Just before that, the song they were playing was Ain't That a Shame. As of last August, their format was Tejano, but not anymore. It's 250 watts at night, and the translator is in Houston proper. Radiolocator.com also still claims KGBC is Tejano. Ain't That a Shame? I've received this sad news from Dr. Michael Nevradakis, GM and PD of WCSQLP, 105.9 FM, Radio Cobleskill in New York, a World of Radio affiliate. Dear valued programmer and partner, unfortunate news, our station has, of February 29th, gone off the air, following a decision from our board earlier in February to cease operations. Our station has a special temporary authority from FCC to remain silent for an initial period of up to 6 months, as our board weighs options for transferring our license to another nonprofit entity. Our decision to cease broadcasting has nothing to do with our programming or the response we received from the local community. This is evidence from the many positive messages of support we continuously received from listeners during our 3.5 years of operation and ever since our final broadcast. It's also evidenced more tangibly by the fact that our station apparently received Nielsen audio diary mentions in the Albany, Schenectady, Troy market, even though the mere 100-watt signal of our station from the outlying town of Cobleskill, New York, only covered a tiny sliver of that market. What helped contribute to our station's survival and the positive relationship we fostered with our listeners and local community was programming such as yours. We were proud to include it on our broadcast schedule. I would like to thank you from one radio person to another for your work and dedication. Should our board succeed in transferring license to another entity, and should there be interest by the new licensee in carrying a similar brand of programming, we'll be happy to refer them to you. A heartfelt thank you from all of us at Radio Cobleskill for working with us, being part of what was a great 3.5-year ride on the airwaves. On March 6, Ron Howard in California reports about Radio Vanuatu again on 2485. From tune-in at 10:06 to the usual closing at 46 seconds past 10:59. There was news in vernacular, some type of promo, non-stop religious songs. At 10:59, ID and national anthem till off the air. This frequency has been observed all this month for this one-hour broadcast. However, on March 10th, there was hardly any audio on 2485, but on March 9th, he was hearing their previous frequency, 3945, from 0725 till blocked by Japan, which came on at 0950. And on March 10th, after 10 UT, modulation on 2485 was good again. The Michigan ARE tip sheet, Ken Zicke gives his take on DRM. He says it's been a solution looking for a problem since it was introduced in the late 1990s. I've heard it, and when the stars align and QRM abates, it works, sort of, but without cheap radios available to the common man, and without a more robust codec than most broadcasters think they need to use, it is going nowhere. SDRs do work pulling in DRM, but they are not easy to run. Do check out our website, worldofradio.com, for links, among many others, to updated versions of our schedule of DX, SWL, and media programs. Also, the World of Radio hit list by Alan Rowe, and schedules for this program itself, World of Radio, all updated for the daylight shifting time season. You will also find links to many different sources of shortwave radio schedules, and to the immense archive over the years of DX Listening Digest, worldofradio.com. Oh, one last reminder, if you're hearing this before March 16th, as given in more detail last week, look out for the special amateur radio operation from the former Radio Australia Shepparton transmitter site the weekend of March 14th and 15th on the ham bands. Several lucky hams in rotation will be allowed to use their ham rigs running normal amateur radio power into the huge gain Radio Australia antennas. Should put out huge signals. Look for the call sign VI3RA. The propagation outlook from SWPC Boulder issued March 9th. Geomagnetic field expected to reach unsettled activity levels March 18th to 20th and 27th and 28th. Active levels March 19th and 27th, with ANK indices peaking at 12 and 4, due to recurrent coronal hole high-speed stream effects. Mostly quiet levels expected for the remainder of the period, ANK indices of 8 and 3 or 5 and 2. Solar flux 72 until it dropped to 70 from March 23rd at least until April 4th. And that's World of Radio number 2025. Glenn Hauser here. Hope you found it informative. It will make a point of hearing me again next week when I conclude with a standard disclaimer.